Today, a new take on an old American story, a musical fable from Mitch Myers. It's set amid the smoke and sweat of a downtown jazz club. It's a story about battling the future and a man named John Henry.
The John Henry Trio played every weekend at the Spotlight Lounge in Portland, Oregon. Not many folks remember John Henry, but he drummed with some big jazz stars in the late 1950s. Back then, John was a young rhythm whiz until drugs took him out of circulation for more than a decade. A lot of people refused to hire John when he began his comeback, but he finally joined Luke Smith's organ trio and worked with the keyboard man until Luke retired. Now it was John who kept the trio going, and that included their regular gig at the Spotlight Lounge. The money wasn't great, but it came in like clockwork every Sunday. That is, until one day when John got his walking papers from club owner Mickey Allen. Mickey explained that he'd been using this DJ name, The Kid, and the youngster was drawing in more people to the club than John brought in on the weekends. So now the DJ and his turntables were in, and John and his drums were out of a job. John Henry was a proud man, and he came up with an offer that Mickey couldn't refuse. A face-off, a challenge, him against The Kid, one-on-one in the club. May the best man win. And if John beat The Kid, then Mickey would let the drummer keep his weekend gig. So it came to pass there would be a contest at the Spotlight Lounge. The rules were simple. John and The Kid would play in alternating turns for about 4 minutes, with each player picking up the rhythm from where the other left off. It would go back and forth like that until somebody quit or was defeated. Two men enter, one man leaves. Soon, music communities were debating the contest on the internet. Veteran jazzmen were coming to Portland from all over in support of the drummer, while young turntable fans were showing up and rooting for The Kid. The night of the contest arrived and the Spotlight Lounge was packed. Mickey Allen was the MC. "Ladies and gentlemen, you know why we're here. This is a matter of honor that could only be settled on the bandstand. You're about to witness a competition between two great musicians, and the winner will be providing weekend entertainment here at this fine establishment. They're both Spotlight favorites, so let's give them a nice hand and settle in for the battle of the big beat, man versus machine, the lowdown showdown of the 21st century, John Henry versus The Kid." John gestured for The Kid to go first, but the DJ declined. "Age before beauty," he said. So John forced a tight smile and pulled out a set of knitting needles. He began tapping his cymbal until the metallic sound grew into a twisting, hypnotic pulse. After a time, The Kid took over. With some vintage vinyl on his turntable, he created a railroad beat and added the vocal track from an old folk recording. The Kid scratched the vocal performance, repeating John Henry's name in the line about dying with a hammer in his hand. Then John Henry picked up on the locomotion, rolling away on the snare drum and accenting the rhythm on his cowbell. But The Kid came right back at him, mixing Elvis's Mystery Train and Ellington's Take the A-Train, all without missing a beat. John Henry echoed the Ellington theme and referenced Duke's percussion classic Perdido. The crowd up front was completely transfixed by the spectacle, while in the back room people were making bets on which musician would prevail. For hours, John and The Kid traded quotes from the grand history of rhythm. John cited old drummers like Warren Baby Dodds and Big Sid Catlett, while The Kid answered with Africa Mambata and a sped-up version of the drum solo from Inagata Davida. By 3 a.m., the audience was exhausted. "Play Misty for me," one voice shouted. John's back was aching badly, and The Kid was having some problems with his eyes. Still, they soldiered on, John mixing old military marches while The Kid crossed funk grooves with music from Planet of the Apes. Neither musician had ever performed for so long without a real break, and their mood on stage was getting pretty grim. Another sarcastic voice called out, "They shoot horses, don't they?" By 6 in the morning, the crowd was mostly gone and John's back had nearly given out. It wasn't the actual playing that was painful for John, but the torturous downtime that his muscles couldn't endure. So when the kid began his next turn, John Henry started drumming again. At first, the kid wondered if this would disqualify the old geezer, but as tired as he was, he didn't want to win on a technicality. So he listened close and began jamming with the fascinating rhythm. The two played together as if they were of one mind, trading cadences until their beats were indistinguishable from one another. In complete communion, they recreated the drum battle, a percussion discussion performed by Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich so many years ago. Then, as if on cue, they stopped cold at the exact same moment. The contest was over, the outcome a draw. As the last few onlookers staggered into the sunlight, John Henry, the kid, and Mickey Allen went to breakfast around the corner. They discussed the possibilities for a shared gig at the Spotlight and how the contest had signaled new beginnings for them all. After eggs, coffee, and much conversation, John Henry slowly rose from the table. He obviously needed some rest. He shook Mickey's hand, hugged the kid goodbye, and agreed to meet with them again real soon. To be sure, John Henry went home a winner. But John Henry went to sleep that afternoon and never woke up. He died of a massive stroke at 2:59 p.m. And there wasn't a hammer in sight.
Mitch Myers is a storyteller and historian in Chicago. Billy Martin performed some of the drums. Big Bill Brunzi is playing this version of John Henry.
John Henry was on that railroad track with a 12-pound hammer by his side. Yes, he went down the track, but he never came back, 'cause he laid down his hammer and he... Yes, he laid down his hammer and he died. I'm sorry, he laid down his hammer and he... Laid down his hammer and he died. John Henry had a little woman, and the dress that she wore was red. And the last word that I heard that little girl said, she said, I'm going while John Henry built it. Yes, I'm going while John Henry built it. I declare I'm going while John Henry built. Yes, I'm going while John Henry built it. John Henry was a little baby boy, and he held him in the palm of his hand. And the last thing I know that poor boy said, I'm gonna be a steel driving man. I'm gonna be a little steel driving man. I'm gonna be a steel driving man.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.